This Saturday, the Terre Haute Symphony, led by David Bowden, presents Enchanted Evening, 7:30 in Tilson Music Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is conductor David Bowden. David, good to have you with us.
Thank you, George. Nice to be here.
Tell us about the Terre Haute Symphony. How big is the group?
Group has about 75 players in it. It's a union orchestra, contracted players, very strong orchestra.
Where do the players come from?
They come from all over. Let's see. There's a large body who are from Terre Haute, and they've been there for quite a while, and that is the core of the orchestra. We pull from Evansville, Indianapolis, Lafayette, Muncie sometimes, from Illinois, and from Indiana University.
Now, these people are, except for your core, people who it's their first time working with the orchestra.
It is sometimes, and we actually help them get integrated.
Your concert called Enchanted Evening this Saturday looks to me a little bit like a sandwich, or maybe I better should say a chocolate-covered donut.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to think of it. Well, I started with the idea of doing something that would just be strings. I love working with strings alone, and there's a certain joy that strings have playing alone together. And we started with the idea of doing something like the Tchaikovsky Serenade, which has this really strong, you know, very powerful, rich string sound. And then we added in the Borodin Nocturne for String Orchestra, which we've heard a little bit of. And then I was looking for a few hooks in there that people would recognize. And I started with a canon in D at the beginning of the show, added a little bit of a pizzicato polka from the two Strausses. And then we concluded by putting in two works that have three soloists with them. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, which has Martha Krasnikan on keyboard, Joyce Wilson on flute, and Andrew Ling on violin. And then the Serenata Notturna, which I love. I love this work by Mozart, which is just a lot of fun and features the string principles as well.
So it's an all-string concert, horns, woodwinds, and so on are off. When you're working with all strings, do they sometimes start to play in tune?
Our strings always play in tune, George. Actually, what's fun is the fact that we are able to listen a little more carefully.
I was just thinking that sometimes choral groups, if left to themselves, a cappella, start actually singing in ways that don't quite fit with the tuning for a modern piano.
Exactly. The well-tempered tuning that is often done on a piano, when you get that out of the mix and use more of a mean tuning, it allows the harmonics of a chord to line up. And it's very beautiful, especially with strings. It just lights up a place.
Saturday night, your program is called Enchanted Evening, and you've picked some delicious little pieces, I think, around a core of the Mozart and the Bach. As you think about programming and moving along with music, do you think of these pieces as being things that are part of your development, of part of the orchestra's development? How do you think about that?
Well, I do think about the orchestra's development, particularly the Tchaikovsky Serenade is there for a purpose. I'm really looking to develop the strings in certain ways. The Tchaikovsky is going to be extremely audience-friendly, and Tchaikovsky wrote this as an homage to Mozart. Particularly the first movement is an homage to Mozart. So I wanted to have some Mozart in there. So I've got two big names, but then I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking for the people who maybe are not all that familiar with any of the music itself. They would recognize the names. The Pachelbel canon will do that. And then putting the word pizzicato polka, that's going to make people think, hey, I'd like to go to this. So I'm always looking for those hooks.
We've been talking with David Bowden, a conductor who's always looking for those hooks. The Terre Haute Symphony performs a concert entitled Enchanted Evening this Saturday, 7:30 in Tilson Music Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.